Good afternoon and welcome to Talk of the Town. I'm your host, Rick Thompson, and it is the 6th of July. And if you can believe that it's the 6th of July already, I can't believe it myself. And I don't know if you can believe it, Barbara.
No, I can't.
The year's going by so fast that it's amazing. And if we could just get a string of nice weather, we'll be okay. I want to introduce our guest right now. It's Barbara Bodden. Barbara.
Hi, Rick.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, look, I'm pretty good. I'm glad to have you on.
Thank you.
It was a long time coming to get this equipment set back up and get you on.
Yes, it was, but that's okay. I'm a patient person.
That's right. Barbara, we like to start off our shows with a little history about our guests. So if you could give us a little background on yourself.
Okay, Rick. my name is Barbara Bodden. And my office is 1770 Route 9, Clifton Park. And when I get patients into my office, they often ask me about my educational background. And how I started out a while ago is I was doing fitness training, and that branched into having an interest and being intrigued in alternative medicine and alternative methods for diseases and sicknesses of the body. The classes that I took at first, I made sure that I included unique situations such as understanding what type of vitamins and minerals were needed. Oh, excuse me.
That's okay.
Vitamins and minerals needed for sickness. And I know a lot of people always had the concern that medications were a big factor and surgeries were a major problem for people. So I started going into school for massage, and I knew way in the beginning that I wanted to specialize in medical massage. A lot of people, they don't have the understanding or the knowledge that instead of going for surgeries and medication, sometimes that alternative means with that great therapist that cares about people gets the job done. So, anything else, Eric?
Well, no. That's fine. Now, when you graduated from school, you graduated as a doctor.
I actually graduated as a massage therapist, and okay. I went on to pursue my career for an alternative doctor.
Okay.
And hypnosis, clinical hypnotherapist.
Okay.
And I practiced for 7 years in New York State as an alternative doctor, following the rules and regulations of what was required, and New York State changed the ruling on that.
Okay.
So my job is, or my occupation, is medical massage therapist and clinical hypnotherapist.
Okay. Yeah, they made you drop the they made you drop the term doctor.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. That's New York State for you.
No comment.
That's right. No comment.
No comment.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about your business name. You started your business, and the name of your business?
The name of my business is Body by Bodden. And the reason why I went ahead and put that name in writing for my business is I thought, you know what? I want people to remember my last name. I want people to remember that it's their bodies that I care about and to take care of. So Body by Bodden. And it's very catchy too. A lot of people remember that type
of name. It's the three B's.
Yeah. See, I never thought of it that way.
Right. See, that's what I'm here for. You started your business again in what year?
Oh my God, let's see. I've been practicing for 13 years.
13 years.
Yes.
So it looks like about, 2003.
Right.
Somewhere around there that
yeah.
you started. And in When you started your business, you said you started out as a personal trainer.
Yes, I did. I actually was working down in Long Island as a fitness trainer, and I worked up here in Albany as a fitness trainer. And then I decided to go into my own business. So I actually opened up my business at my home for several years, and I had clients all over from Saratoga, Long Island, New York City. People were just intrigued because I was getting the job done. People were seeing excellent results coming in 3 days a week and about 3 hours a week.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, it was word of mouth advertising.
Yes.
Yeah. And you have a website presence. I know you have a Facebook page that you put some information on. And we got to do something about a website for you, though.
Yes. And, I've been in several parts of the media, LinkedIn, Angie's List. Mm-hmm. I found that with Facebook, it was the most easiest way for people to get a hold of me. Everybody goes to Facebook. So that's what I'm going to be doing.
It's amazing how many people use social media today.
Yes.
To get their message across. I mean, I don't think you can have a business or an organization without having social media. As we know from even politicians use social media now as a major form of even getting over the news media.
Yes.
Because you can get your message out to millions of people mm-hmm. in a click. But I agree social media is good. But I think you need a website presence too. I'm not going to stop pushing you until you have one.
I did have one for several years, but people didn't seem to go with that. They seemed to go right to Facebook.
Yeah.
So
well, have a link from your website to Facebook. But you do have that the link there.
Yes.
On your Facebook page.
Yes.
So you started out in your house doing the physical therapy. And your massage.
I actually bought a machine that held 33 different exercises, so I had that versatility with each patient.
I have a, what do you call that, treadmill downstairs that only does one thing, and I find it hard to get down to do that. So
you're hanging your laundry on it. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, you know, isn't it funny how people buy all this equipment and then they set it up in their basement, and what they do, I've talked to other people too, what they do is they either hang their laundry on it or hang their jackets on it, and it's a terrible thing, I tell you.
Or if towels.
If we could only get into an exercise habit, you know. So now you, so you established the business, and what, I know you have a passion for this, but what made you desire to go to the next step?
I have always been hungry for knowledge, and I think sometimes I've asked so many questions and I've dug through so many books and researched so many ways of how I can help a person heal naturally, and I've always had that hunger and desire. And then when I found out that I could give something back to society with the knowledge that I offer, my career took off.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you do yoga yourself?
No, I don't.
You don't. Okay. Do you recommend that for anyone to do for?
To each his own.
Okay.
I was training for the New York City Marathon before I had my car accident. Mm-hmm. So from the time I was 15 years old, exercise for me was running, mm-hmm. and I was actually doing boxing.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I'm glad you're at that end of the table then. So what about the aromatherapy and homeopathy? Tell us a little bit about that. Well, you know, I know aromatherapy has a use in relaxation. Tell me a little bit about that.
It goes deeper than that. The essential oils I found out with the research that I've done has helped people with inflammation, mm-hmm. has helped people with anxiety, has helped with sinus congestion, bronchitis, even walking pneumonia, and all these oils that I would offer to patients, I would use myself first.
Okay, and use it to see the reaction.
Some obviously. Of the things that I encountered in my lifetime, you wouldn't even recognize me with some of the problems that I faced with sinus problems. I had allergies to cats, believe it or not.
Really?
These things I really kept to myself, and I was desperate to feel better, you know, to go out and mm-hmm. and be okay, look okay, and yet my nose would be running, and I'd have bags under my eyes, believe it or not. And I said, I can't do this. So I said, all right, let me just start looking into the essential oils. And I started realizing that putting different essential oils together were making some beautiful remedies, some beautiful blends for patients.
So you don't have to take any medicines for your allergies?
I was on Sudafed for quite some time, but I found that Sudafed and other medications for sinuses made mm-hmm. me very sleepy, and I couldn't get through the day.
Once again, why don't you tell us where the practice is, so and your phone number, so people will be able to contact you.
My practice is located in 1770 Route 9, Suite 307, Clifton Park, New York. My phone number is 518-424-8939.
Oh, very good. And
Wait, my email address.
Oh, yeah. Go for that.
Wait, don't forget that.
No, that's
sometimes
very important.
Sometimes that's the easiest way to get a hold of me through the day.
That's right.
I don't necessarily pick up my phone if I'm with patients.
Sure.
My email address is bodybybaden, B-A-A-D-E-N, 1@gmail.com.
Okay. Got to put that one on there.
All right. Number one.
So now you're messing things up. BBB1.
My desire is to be the most sought out, famous alternative therapist.
Okay. Well, I found it funny. We talked about this last time you were on the show, this little tidbit here. What is the longest session that you've ever done? I found that like really odd, but you know.
Okay, I know no one believes this,
but,
and I'm blushing right now, Rick.
I know, well, we don't see. This is radio, so.
Okay, the longest session that I've ever done without any breaks is 7 hours.
That's a marathon. I can't believe it. That's,
it was a woman,
yeah.
And she, what a sweetheart. She was from Long Island, mm-hmm. and she had this major concern. She wanted to wear, what do they call them? Petal pushers, clam diggers.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Capris. And she had this look on her face, and I didn't want to disappoint her. So with some of the essential blends and a long, patient day, I was able to help reverse the, the coagulation of the blood that pooled when she had the accident. She actually ran into the dishwasher, and the capillaries exploded.
Mm-hmm.
And so the discoloration, it was a brown, and it was a staining on the legs from the knees to the ankles. And this was her desire. A 76-year-old woman wanted to wear capris.
Yeah.
So I said, I looked at my watch at the time, and I said, okay, let's go. And it took 7 hours, but I reversed about 85%.
Wow. So she could get in her capris.
Yes.
Isn't
that? That was a nice tip. She
yeah,
was very
it was.
Sweet.
It was very nice. Now, you're did we talk about your pursuing to become a neuropath physician?
Actually, it's naturopath physician.
Naturopath, okay.
And so my goal is to complete my bachelor's degree in science, which I'm more than halfway there.
Good.
I'm just going at a snail's pace because working and going to school could be quite tedious.
Sure.
So after I graduate from SUNY, mm-hmm. Then I would go on to Albany College, and then there's a naturopath, a Bridgehampton program, and I'm hoping that somehow I'd get grandfathered in, and the naturopath program would come to New York.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, so I'm kind of waiting. I mean, I have plenty of time.
Right. Now, why wouldn't it be able to come to New York? You have it.
I believe 37 states have allowed naturopaths to work legally, and New York hasn't passed anything yet that I know of.
Yeah.
No.
They're very slow in doing things, even on important laws. New York is tough to our assembly is tough to get things passed through, even if they make sense.
I do want to point something out, though, Rick. Something that a lot of people don't know. I know a lot of people can bash New York about some of the rules, but one of the most interesting thing is we have to have the most hours in New York State to practice as a licensed massage therapist. And if you take a look at Vermont and Florida, they're about half the time. Yeah. And that's kind of scary if someone's going to be working on your body.
Oh, sure. Well, no, New York is I mean, you know, as far as education wise, and we're very good. And there are a lot of professions that have to do more hours or more study than other states. And it's good. Don't get me wrong. I just have a beef with New York State trying to do business in it, you know. But
you know what? No comment at this time.
Well, yeah, you don't have to.
I've been tidal waved before, so I'm just going to keep quiet. But you know what's interesting? Even though that was a minor setback for me to not be able to be considered an alternative doctor for New York State, I came back stronger than ever.
Sure.
I'm here to stay.
Well, that's good. I mean, you persevered through where some people may just say, oh, the
buckle.
Heck with it. Yeah, I'm going to go on a different path. So 7 hours.
Yeah.
I can't get past that. You
but
know?
Wait a minute. Hold on. So the other sessions that I've worked is 3 hours straight.
Okay.
Okay, no breaks.
Well, what's your normal? What is your normal session?
Honestly?
Yeah.
To do a very good job and to have that intensity, to be thorough, is about 2 hours.
2 hours?
Hour and a half to 2 hours.
Okay.
When somebody comes in for an hour, it is just too quick to get the job done. You know, it's not enough time. Because what I'll do is I'll be thorough with the patient. I'll have them come in, ask them for a couple minutes of their time and say, take a look at my little medical cheat sheet of all the muscles and say, these are the things that we need to work on in order to get you the results to almost 100%.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, when you stop to think about it, if you had an hour appointment, I mean, by the time you get the person ready for treatment and then when you end, to get them ready to go on their way, I mean, you really don't have, you probably have like maybe 40 minutes of hands-on where
approximately
on a two-hour session, you can really go, you can work on the problem for a while.
I don't like to rush with my patients. And one of the things I'm defined as by my patients is just an excellent, thorough therapist.
Yeah, you have a good, rating.
Oh, thanks.
Your business.
Oh, you're checking out my ratings, huh?
Well, yeah. Well, you know what? I have to if I'm gonna talk about it. But no, you have a 5-star rating,
wow,
and you do
thanks.
Have a couple reviews online, and you're also on Angie's List.
Yes.
So, I mean, you do have credibility in your field and with the people that you've treated.
I better. 13 years, I better.
Well, you know, you could be 13 years and not, and just getting a patient and then not seeing them again. But by, like I say, with the reviews and then the 5-star rating, I mean, that just goes to show what type of makeup you are to your patients. And
yes.
Obviously you have return patients.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I do. Yes.
Okay.
In fact, when I have the return patients, it's because I have a job to do. I have a mission, and that is to usually give a person a couple weeks to go ahead and see a turnaround in the progress that they're paying me for.
Sure. How many days do you work? How many days do you offer?
I offer to work in the office 7 days a week.
So if somebody worked during the week and they wanted to make a weekend appointment, it's no problem.
Absolutely. In fact, I'll let them know you are my priority.
Mm-hmm.
My work in my life takes first priority.
That's good because people that, I mean, you know, I you make time to go to the doctors when you have
to. No, I make time to go to the beach.
Sure, to the beach, yeah. So I'm not talking about you. I make time to go to the Caribbean. I know what you like to do. You yeah. like to eat lobster and drink champagne.
Yes,
and
that's on your website. Yes. So,
Most people that have to make doctor's appointments or dentist appointments have to take time off from work or, yes. But so it's nice to have a business where people can make a weekend appointments if they need that service, you know.
Yes. And after I establish a rapport with someone and I feel very comfortable, I make myself available for them. I make myself to be accommodating for them. Mm-hmm. And that really comes across as genuine for the person that I'm working with.
Well, sure. It makes them feel comfortable too.
Special.
Knowing that you'll do that.
Yes.
And so let's talk about some of the types of cases that you work with. I know you have numerous cases that you do.
Yes.
Why don't we talk about a couple of those? I know you work with sciatica patients.
I work with patients with sciatica. I had one day somebody actually, as I was talking to him at a meeting in Saratoga, I had no idea he had a problem with sciatica. So when I was discussing what my educational background was, and he liked my personality and he liked what I had to offer, he just opens up his wallet and he takes out his credit card and he goes, "Here." And I said, "What's this?" He's like, "Fix me."
Oh, yeah. After the show, give me his name. Because I'll use the credit card.
It was MasterCard.
So that's okay. Yeah, you can give me the gentleman's name after. I'm prone to sciatica, and I think my reason is because I don't exercise that much. And I think you can strengthen muscles by exercising. But I am... very susceptible to sciatica, and it's not a great feeling when you have it. It can be, I know in some people it can be debilitating.
Unfortunately, you stand correct. It is debilitating in the most severest form. I've seen people who have wound up in wheelchairs, canes, because once that sciatic nerve is impinged, it kills off a lot of area in the body that mm-hmm. usually can't be reversed.
Really?
So when somebody comes in, there is a lot of pressure to deal with somebody in a short amount of time because you constantly have to prove yourself to say, we can fix this. We are going to work through this. Whatever I have to offer for alternative healing modalities, mm-hmm. this is what I'm giving you.
I know, in this we're talking about sciatica, so we'll talk about it for just a minute or two. I know,
sure.
it, as you said, it affects a large portion of the body, and you would think that a sciatic nerve would bother the back, but it bothers your leg, it bothers your groin, it bothers a huge area, like you said, of your body, and I'll tell you, it's not a comfortable thing to put up with. I mean...
It's the deepest lateral rotator muscle that gives the most problems. And what it does too is it can make the toes numb and tingle. So a person would have trouble walking even upstairs to an office.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't know if your toes were tingling after all that champagne you had with your lobster. So
actually, I definitely would. When I had my car accident, I wound up impinging
really?
My nerve where it affects my gait sometimes. Oh. If the nerve is compressed too much or if I've worked out too much, it does give a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I had to go the alternative means mm-hmm. for myself instead of medication, which I was offered.
There's not much medication you can do for that. I mean, other than other than pain relievers.
Correct.
I mean, I know when you go to the chiropractor for a sciatica, what they do is they try to stretch your muscles out to help on. And I got to tell you, I mean, it just doesn't work all that well. It really doesn't. And I'm not knocking chiropractic because I've had some back issues and my chiropractor does do a great job, but for certain things, I mean, I just didn't work.
You know? Well, let's put it this way. When someone comes in for a sciatica, as I had mentioned before, I sit down with them for a few moments, for a few minutes, and I explain, these are the muscles we're going to be work on, to mm-hmm. work on. And then when they're on the table and they're face down and I'm working on the sciatica issue, I let them know then and there if there's scar tissue. Mm-hmm. So it's a relief as I'm talking to them and I'm breaking down scar tissue. They can, some patients will get immediate relief. Some will take a little longer.
Sure.
But in all actuality, people are absolutely thrilled to get almost as close to 95% of results.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know. I mean, they always say you have to suffer a little pain to get to gain. And I know in my shoulder surgery or sciatica, when you break down scar tissue, I mean, you do get pain from it. But then again, it's a big relief when you come out of therapy. It's a relief.
Most patients, let me be candid about this. Most patients don't have any pain when I'm working on them. Mm-hmm. I make a nice smooth transition for them. So we're on the table, I'll chit-chat with them a little bit. And as I'm talking to them and working through things, sometimes they don't even feel it.
Really?
Which is just a beautiful thing because yeah. that's something I offer. I don't go gung-ho into the muscle to hurt somebody and look like a hero. I
sure.
take my time. Time is the most valuable, precious thing that someone can give me. And I, in return, can give them that relaxation.
That's great. Now, one of the things about cancer is fluid retention. I knew a lady that had breast cancer and had edema. You work with patients that go through that?
I do.
Process.
I do. I get a lot of edema patients. I get patients with swelling in ankles that have a hard time walking. You can see it in the inside of the ankle area. You can see it on the outside. I recently worked on a woman who broke her ankle. She fell down the stairs when we had that nice ice storm. Mm-hmm. And she came in and she had an operation to fix the broken bone. But the doctor didn't even mention that there would be multitudes of scar tissue. Mm. So I worked it out. It took some sessions. Next thing you know, she had almost the full mobility in the ankle again.
Really?
And then she was like, oh, I don't need these crutches.
That's nice.
Yeah. She was excited.
So now do you take the crutches and hang them on your wall so that you can show
No, I walk
patients?
Around the office and I'm like, oh, look how cool I look.
You know, I went to a monastery in Montreal. And I went with a friend of mine who's a priest, and we went up there, and there's this, it's a famous monastery or cathedral or whatever on top of a mountain. And when you go down in the basement, they have all these crutches and wheelchairs and canes hanging from people that went down there and prayed and whatever.
Oh, wow.
And they didn't need their wheelchairs or canes or crutches anymore, so they hang them on the wall.
Wow.
And the walls are all covered with all these things. So it's either true that they're being healed or the monastery goes out and buys a lot of wheelchairs and crutches.
Yes.
And that. But now, some of the other, like I said, I didn't have rotator cuff, but I did have shoulder surgery for bone spurs and arthritis and that. And I know I went through a lot of physical therapy for that. Now, what would you do? And I mean, you know, every patient's different, I know. And, you know, that's why they work on the problem that you have, not as a generic, okay, this is what we do for shoulder surgery. But if I came in and said, you know, I had shoulder surgery and I brought some records in to show you where it was. Now, how do you work on somebody like that?
First of all, I would have a seat with them and say, these are the muscles that we'll be working on. That's the sits muscles. Mm-hmm. And you've got the different muscles that make up for the rotator cuff area. So when I'd put the patient down, I would stand there and I'd work the fibrous tissue about, if you could imagine, you can't use your whole body for certain situations, so mm-hmm. you have to rely on the strength of your fingertips only mm-hmm. to sit there and work out the tissue. So any fluid retention I have to get rid of first. Okay. It takes approximately 45 minutes for fluid to go back to the heart if there is a sustaining injury, approximately. Okay. And then what I do is I start to feel any type of bumps or hardening of the muscle tissue, anything that is crystallized, and then I'm able to release and give the patient some extra, comfort.
Okay. And obviously these treatments aren't done in one day. I mean, you can't see a patient. It's over a period of time. Like physical therapy, you go for 8 to 12 weeks, sometimes twice a week.
No, I usually can turn them around in about 2 weeks. That's
really?
How good that
That's
I am
good,
at what I do.
Really?
Absolutely. But you know what? It's a lot of pressure on me. It is, I really need to know what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you have to. I mean, if that's the amount of time that you can help somebody in, then
that's,
you really have to have
That's
confidence.
The usual for me, because people are impatient and they want to see results. So I have finely tuned a program that would work for most of the individuals, probably about 90% that come into my office.
Okay. Now, you also are a counselor.
No, I'm not a counselor by New York State.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No, I was doing spiritual counseling, again, an alternative modality, but New York State said, whoa, got to be careful a little bit. So I became an intuitive counselor, and then New York State changed the regulations on calling yourself a counselor.
Too. Okay.
Yes, but I do clinical hypnosis.
Okay, you do. And that's
I'm a clinical hypnotherapist.
Okay, and that treats what now?
Oh, okay, let me think about this for a second. Clinical hypnosis for patients has helped patients with anxiety.
Okay.
People who want to get off their medications, they talk to their doctor first. Mm-hmm. It's something that helps a person relax. I've helped patients with ulcers before because neutralizing that stomach acid naturally. I am a nutritionist by New York State, but not a registered dietitian.
Okay.
So we do have to be careful on how we word things properly.
Sure.
So I have to have enough educational background to know
how to do that.
As much nutrition as I can. And if I don't know something else, I don't know.
Right.
But it's usually rare.
Sure.
I try to get all the answers.
That's right. Now, how about we had talked one time too about people that want to quit smoking.
Yes. Those are the basics. Quit smoking, let go of weight. But what about the patients that suffer sexual trauma from being raped victims?
Mm-hmm.
That's really...
That's big.
That's huge for women. So they'll come in and they'll have a situation. But meanwhile, they'll find somebody that basically would do the same thing in another relationship. So the hypnosis that I offer breaks that chain, that negative chain, that negative emotion subconsciously that most people cannot get into.
Okay.
I delve right into it.
Yeah, I mean, it's sometimes you have to go deep, too. I mean, that's a very traumatic thing. And a lot of times people forget for years. They keep things hidden for years, which isn't good. I know a lot of servicemen that are fighting wars, and when they come back, they don't talk about it because there's so many traumatic things that happen. But then years later, they kind of break the ice, I think, as they get older. You know, they like to discuss it. But.
Well, I've dealt with patients with post-traumatic stress disorder, mm-hmm. bipolar, borderline, drug addiction, heroin seems to be a big thing, coke, marijuana addiction. There's just been many sad stories that once that office door closes, and I hear these problems, and the empathy I have for these patients is just unbelievable. It just keeps me wanting to do the best that I can for them.
Sure. One of the states, I can't remember which one it was. It was on the news the other night. might be Colorado, because they just approved a couple years ago the sale of not even medical marijuana. I think marijuana, and they showed them now that you can walk in the store and get them, and that's just kind of a crazy thing, I think.
I don't offer medical marijuana, but I do offer treatments that are natural for inflammation, pain. I've worked with just several odd, rare diseases, Hashimoto's disease, Crohn's disease, irritable bowel syndrome, things that some people just don't even want to talk about.
Sure.
I do natural facelifts for patients that have had bags, circles under the eyes, TMJ especially. I get a lot of those cases.
That's very common, I think, isn't mm-hmm. it, TMJ?
It's painful, too.
Yeah, I know. That's that's a tough one. Now, I know you work with people in sports, like golfers
yes.
and that. What are the problems? Do you work with just golfers, or are there other sports that you work with for different things other than...
Two of the problems that are very common that come into my office is tennis elbow and golfer's elbow. And with the golfers, they'll come in, they'll say, oh my God, my back is killing me, and I must have wrenched it golfing.
Mm-hmm.
And so those muscles that sit above the glutes, the butt area, they're so small, and yet they're so painful, and then you're not able to have your torso twist properly. So I work a lot on those injuries. And then with tennis elbow, I know people are probably not 100% familiar, but it's called lateral epicondylitis. Mm. And that has to do with having problems extending the fingertips, the hand being able to grasp a mouse at work, being able to hold and open up a bottle, opening up a doorknob. These things are just ever so common that I see all the time. So I'm able to help reverse those situations when patients bring that to my attention.
What's the biggest new problem that you're seeing? Has anything come your way that maybe is you're seeing more of than you used to?
Unfortunately, I'm seeing a lot of edema. I'm seeing a lot of fluid retention in patients' ankles, knees, not necessarily the hips as much, but the face. With the ankles, that's just a major problem. Sometimes edema will sit there for years, and patients will only notice it when they have a hard time walking, when it's just swelling like elephantitis of the ankles. It's just really embarrassing for people sometimes. But you have to think, when we're standing on our feet all day, and sometimes there's too much salt intake,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes, you know, you have that retention, it's going to cause pain and swelling.
Yeah.
I've worked with gout before, when patients have come in and the big toe is just absolutely painful and crucial to put in shoes, and it's interesting things.
Well, I was going to say, you know, I think you hit this a minute or two ago. I would think over the years since you started in business, and maybe, 5, 6, 7 years before that, carpal tunnel would be one of the bigger ones because of the computer.
Oh, carpal tunnel is huge. That's when the median nerve gets impinged, and it really causes a lot of problems in the flexor area, and that is the inside of the hand and the inside of the arm. And I see a lot of tightening. I see a lot of scar tissue with that. So instead of going in for surgeries, patients sometimes will feel that desperation and say, well, let me just try this. And the next thing you know, they'll have almost 100% mobility back by seeing me.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
That anything that's non-invasive is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that's non-prescription...
Yay.
Because most of the time what that does is it masks pain and doesn't go towards curing the problem.
And side effects. So many people, I want to stress this to people, that you'll see on TV all these different medications for these different problems that you face. But I'm here to tell you that with these medications, they pose major side effects. They cause problems. Someone who has a problem, say with depression, and they give them Paxil, next thing you know, the side effect is contemplating suicide.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you look at that, and even Viagra, if you have an erection more than 4 hours, go see your doctor.
Right.
Like,
right.
What's going on here?
Well, you know how Viagra was invented?
Oh, do tell me.
Okay, I am going to tell you, because okay, sometimes medicines are byproducts of other medicines.
I'm going to guess it's the heart.
You're right.
Ta-da!
They were working on heart medicine and to increase blood flow to the heart. And one of the side effects, of course, is what Viagra treats. So that was a big breakthrough for men on that. But it was done by accident, only because they were working on a medicine for heart. And you know, it just extended blood flow to the rest of the body. So sometimes different medicines are created by researching other medicines. But you're right, there's always a counter effect to taking a medicine, and sometimes it's having to take another medicine to
right,
act as a counter effect to the medicine you're taking, and before you know it, you're on like six medicines. But a lot of times pain medicine can reduce pain, but what it does, it gives you the false impression that you can do things where you should be taking it easy and relax in helping the problem, not work through the problem, because you can do more damage.
Right.
So
it sometimes pain relievers are great if that's the way that you decide to go. But most of my patients, when they make up their mind to see me for alternative, they not only rely on me for medical massage and hypnosis, but they'll rely on me for essential blends that I make for the patients, custom made. Mm-hmm. And they'll say, oh, okay, I'll take this instead of taking a medication.
And that's what you want them to do.
And there's no side effects. There's no toxicity in the liver. They don't have to be concerned of anything except, does the smell work for you? We go by scent. So memory gets linked with scent. And
right,
if you don't like a scent, then the body will reject what is made. So that's why I have it tested out with the patient. Say, do you like this? And when they say yes, then they leave with it and they use it for about a month or 2 months or so. And when they're all done, they can bring back the bottle and I'll fill that again for them just naturally.
Okay. Well, we're coming to, believe it or not, the end of our show here.
Oh, no.
I know, really. It goes by quick.
Yes.
And see, since we don't have any PSAs like we do on the radio show, 45 minutes flies by a lot quicker than an hour.
Yes, it does.
It does. And as you know, by doing the Saturday morning show, an hour flies by.
Yes.
But what else do you want to talk about to leave us with, or do you want to mention, or, you know, you've got
time. The audience to know that I'm here for you. Please don't be embarrassed if there's something that someone has pushed you away for, such as a doctor or a physician that wouldn't give you the time. Time is everything to me. So the more time that you give me, the better results that you'll receive.
That's great. Well, I want to thank you for being here, Barbara.
You're welcome.
It took us 5 months for you to get back. And it's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Rick.
So hopefully, there'll be another time when we can get you on one of the shows.
Absolutely.
So, all right. Well, listen, right now, this is the end of our July 6th show with Barbara Bodden, who is a specialist in helping people get over their aches, pains, and big problems. So you have a great rest of the day and have a great weekend, and we'll see you the next time.